Small job, big problems. Finding reliable contractors for minor renovations in Manhattan. A homeowner's honest account of what it actually takes to get a powder room updated on the Upper East Side. Last spring, I made the mistake of assuming a powder room renovation would be simple. New vanity, updated fixtures, a little tile work, a few weeks maybe. A manageable budget, definitely. What followed was 6 months of unanswered estimates, no-show appointments, and the slow realization that in New York City, small renovation projects sit in a strange, frustrating blind spot in the market. The first contractor I called advertised all home improvements. The moment he heard the scope, his tone changed. "We typically don't take anything under $15,000, he said. The second arrived 2 hours late, spent 5 minutes in the bathroom with a tape measure, and promised an estimate by the following week. It never arrived. By the third try, the pattern was impossible to miss. For a lot of contractors in this city, small jobs are filler, squeezed between more profitable projects and handled with exactly the attention that implies. Why small projects are a harder sell than they should be. The economics of renovation in New York reward scale. Mobilizing a crew, coordinating with a building, navigating permits and materials, that overhead exists, whether the project is a powder room or a full floor gut. For a contractor whose margins depend on volume, an $8,000 bathroom update simply can't compete with a $200,000 kitchen for attention or a spot on the schedule. What makes this especially maddening in Manhattan is that a small job here can carry the complexity of a major renovation almost anywhere else. Replacing a vanity in a co-op or condo isn't just a plumbing question. Most buildings require advance notice to the board before any work begins. Before a single tool comes through the service entrance, the contractor has to produce a valid NYC home improvement contractor license, proof of general liability insurance, and workers' compensation coverage. Many buildings add their own layer on top of that: restricted work hours, dedicated freight elevator windows for contractors, and rules requiring floors and common areas to be protected and inspected before and after. A contractor who doesn't know this routine will either turn the job down or create problems the moment they show up unprepared. That's the part most renovation content glosses over. In Manhattan, even a modest bathroom update comes wrapped in a layer of building compliance that has nothing to do with the work itself. And finding someone who treats that as routine rather than as a nuisance is harder than it sounds. The shift that changed everything. The breakthrough came when I stopped hunting for large firms that might tolerate a small job and started looking for contractors who had built their business around them. Obvious in hindsight, but it took real searching. The person who eventually did the work showed up on time, asked how I actually used the space, and handed me a written estimate the same day. Materials, labor, and timeline, itemized. Better still, he already knew my building. He had the insurance certificates ready for the board, understood the service entrance protocol, and flagged the likely permit requirements before I had to ask. When we opened the wall behind the old vanity and found plumbing untouched since the 1960s, he walked me through the options without drama and kept us on schedule. What struck me most was how the work matched the professionalism of the setup. The crew coordinated easily with my designer, and they understood that a small room demands careful planning precisely because there's no margin for error. Every inch has to earn its place. A job that could have been a flat fixture swap became a space that feels noticeably larger than its footprint. And throughout, they worked the way you'd want anyone working in an occupied home to work. Floors covered, dust contained, the apartment left clean at the end of each day. The finished room is unrecognizable in the best possible way. More than that, the process was what it should have been from the start: professional, transparent, and proportionate to the job. What to look for before you hire anyone? The contractors who do small Manhattan renovations well tend to share a few traits. They specialize in, or at least genuinely prioritize, projects at this scale, rather than treating them as low-priority filler. They know co-op and condo requirements and can show it early in the conversation. And they document everything from the start, not because you pushed, but because that's how they work. Before you sign with any contractor in New York City, regardless of project size, the paperwork is non-negotiable. A written scope of work describing exactly what will be done, a detailed estimate that locks in pricing for both labor and materials, proof of a valid NYC home improvement contractor license, which is required by law for any renovation work over $200, whatever the trade, certificates of general liability insurance and workers' compensation, a timeline with defined milestones, and warranty terms covering both the work and the materials. In a co-op or condo, add one more: confirmation that the contractor has read your building's alteration agreement and knows what the board needs before work starts. This is where small jobs quietly go wrong. Even a vanity swap or a tile job usually triggers board notification and a demand for the contractor's license and insurance certificates, a real barrier, and the exact point where an unprepared contractor gets stopped at the front desk. Someone who treats that process as your problem to solve is someone who will cost you time and goodwill with your building. A written contract protects you from surprise charges, quiet material downgrades, and the particular New York phenomenon of a contractor who vanishes mid-project the moment a bigger job appears. Even a single page covering scope, cost, timeline, and cleanup is worth more than any verbal assurance, however confident it sounded at the time. Patience is worth it. Small renovations in Manhattan are harder to staff correctly than they have any right to be. The pool of contractors willing to take them is thin. The compliance requirements are real, and the window for things to go sideways is surprisingly wide for a project that looks modest on paper. But the contractors who have genuinely built their practice around this kind of work do exist, and when you find one, the difference is immediate. My powder room took longer to start than it should have. The result and the process of getting there was everything I'd wanted from the beginning. That's no small thing when you're living in the space being renovated and have to keep living in it the whole way through. Do I really need to notify my co-op or condo board for something as small as a vanity replacement or tile work? In most Manhattan co-ops and condos, yes. Even minor work that touches plumbing, tile, or any building system usually requires advance board notification and contractor approval. Most buildings will ask for the contractor's license, proof of liability insurance, and workers' compensation certificates before work begins, and some require a signed alteration agreement regardless of scope. Review your building's specific requirements before hiring anyone. A contractor who turns up without the right paperwork won't get past the front desk. Does a contractor in New York City need a license for small jobs? Yes. Under New York City law, any contractor performing home improvement work valued at $200 or more must hold a valid home improvement contractor license from the Department of Consumer and Worker Protection. This applies to every type of work, with no exception for small jobs. Always verify the license before signing anything. The DCWP database is publicly searchable. Why do so many contractors turn down small renovation projects? The overhead of mobilizing a crew, coordinating with a building, and managing materials exists, whether the job is $5,000 or $150,000. For contractors whose model depends on high-volume large projects, small jobs simply don't pencil out the same way. The ones who do small work well have usually built their business around it, with systems and pricing that make it worthwhile at that scale. What's the minimum paperwork I should have before any contractor starts? A written estimate itemizing scope, materials, and cost. A signed contract or scope of work document. Proof of a valid NYC home improvement contractor license. General liability and workers' compensation certificates. A project timeline and warranty terms for both labor and materials. If you're in a co-op or condo, add confirmation that the contractor has reviewed your building's requirements and is ready to meet them. How do I find a contractor who actually specializes in small renovations rather than just tolerating them? Ask directly how much of their work falls in the range you're describing. Ask for references from projects of similar scope, specifically in co-op or condo buildings, if that's your situation. A contractor who regularly works at this scale will have those references on hand. One who hedges is telling you something important about where your project will land on their priority list.